What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news that people believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you?
Doing stupendous. How are you doing, sir?
Amazing.
It is Friday, so we have extra bonus four positive news stories. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, rate, and review. All those five-star reviews with comments help us out so much. If you leave us a five-star review with comments and send us a positive news story, we will send you a Positive Truth t-shirt for
$3.99.
What do you have for your first positive news story?
I'm going to Louisiana for this positive news story. So the Angola prison hosts its first ever father-daughter dance. I said that correctly. It hosted its first ever father-daughter dance. Now, the Angola prison, they have never done anything like this, but they teamed up with a nonprofit called God Behind Bars. This historic event reunited families who in many cases had not seen each other in years or ever. The total of 29 fathers and 37 daughters ages 5 to 20 arrived for an evening filled with music, emotions, and long-awaited connections. This was amazing, JP. So these fathers, who obviously they had to get pre-screened, got their sizes measured for this tux months before this dance. They actually handwritten a hand letter to their daughters as well, and they also gave their daughter a Bible whenever they showed up. The daughters, they got this nice goodie bag with some makeup donated by T3 Micro and the Bible from their father, of course. They got to dance, they got to hug, they got to live out a dream that they've all been dreaming for. This story to me is so beautiful because we've talked about it in the past. Rehabilitation needs to happen instead of incarceration. And this nonprofit basically is the epitome of that. They decided that we are going to help these people connect with these other people that they love so much so they can feel the way that they need to feel versus feel like an animal, like a lot of prisons make these prisoners feel. I think this is a step in the right direction. Whenever I read this story, I thought about my daughter, of course, but then I thought about if I didn't have an opportunity to see her for even 5 years, 2 years, hell, 2 months, I'd be beyond depressed and I would have a disconnection in life. This right here, connecting these people in a way that I don't think you and I can even fathom, JP. So shout out to God Behind Bars. I think the story is amazing.
You told the story way better than the article that I read it. Way better. When I read it, I was like, oh, yeah. You got some passion in there.
I got a daughter.
respect. I'm just saying when I read it, I was like, oh, this is okay. But of course you do have a daughter, so you have that passion coming with it.
Perspective is everything sometimes, right?
Perspective is everything. My perspective today is going to be fun, positive news stories. It's also going to be what I'm grateful for. Spoiler alert. So my first one, I'm going to title Love from a Coma. It comes from Fox19.com. It's about Zach and Isabel. They're both from Minnesota. And whenever they were teenagers, they both had traumatic brain injuries that landed them in comas and hospitalized at the same hospital, Regions Hospital in St. Paul. Their injuries were so bad, they had to get a portion of their skull removed to relieve pressure. Zach's the left side, Isabel the right side. They met in the hospital and they barely spoke, but they took a picture together. Their mothers exchanged numbers because moms are like, we want to stay connected. We're both struggling right now. Several years later, mom stayed connected. Oh, let's go to a dinner. They reconnected. Zach was like, oh, you're cute. Let me get the dinner. Ended up working together, doing healing and recovery work for people that had similar things happen to them. And in November of this year, he proposed in the same hospital they met at. Of course, she said yes. And I just thought it was a fun story. So that's why I want to talk about it.
JP with the heartstring puller. That's going to be a Netflix like series or something pretty soon. That was a good story, JP. Nice little surprise on this Friday.
I'll wait till you get to my next one.
Hey, I'm with it.
Before we get to that, we like to pause and do audio meditation. So Tim and I talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
I'm honestly not too sure. I've been hanging out with the son a lot this week. I'm not sure what it is. He's missed me quite a bit. So whenever I get home, he's just been on my case. So I'm going to be grateful for him because I don't think I've been like upset or anything because I constantly look over at him and he's cracking up. You know what I'm grateful for? We were watching a TLC documentary the other day and he's getting ready to go to sleep, falling asleep anyways. But out of nowhere, they're like performing this song. So he sticks one arm up and he starts doing this little dance move like this. I started cracking up. He got embarrassed a little bit, but then he kept doing it, and it was cool. It was a cool little moment right then and there. So I'm grateful for the sun.
Nice. I gotta do it. Grateful for pizza. It's the best thing ever. I don't care. I'm down to one pizza a week versus two a day. So yeah, I appreciate my pizza even more. I told you I'm being fun today.
You were grateful for pizza as much as your, what was that quote by KD that I said all the time? Your talent is God's gift to you. What you do with it is your gift back to God. That's literally the quote I said, as much as you said you love pizza.
I still don't think you said that quote right.
Still let you in.
What do you have your next positive news story?
Oh, this one is actually from Oklahoma, man. So one of my favorite barbecue sauces is called Head Country. 10 out of 10 barbecue sauce. Anytime I go anywhere, I literally bring a bottle with me. Go to Texas, Michigan, St. Louis recently. Don't care. So the former owner to Head
Really?
Country, I swear, I bought my brother a gallon of it because he tried it when he came to Oklahoma and he was like, yo, that is so good. I was like, I know, right? But no, 10 out of 10 barbecue sauce. The former owner, though, he was actually driving in his hometown and he saw a church. They were actually doing a community event called Change a Child. They were donating backpacks and school supplies. And when he saw this, he thought it was really cool. And he said, you know what? I want to treat that church. I want to buy the whole staff and volunteers some food. So that's exactly what he decided to do. He called the church. They organized something. They actually do a Halloween trunk or treat drive every year. So that's whenever he showed up with all this barbecue food made from Head Country, donated to everybody that was volunteering. And he said, this is the Oklahoma standard. Whenever we see people doing something positive, it makes us want to get up and do something as well. And I wanted to talk about it here because positivity leading to more positivity is where it's at. And that's where we all should be mentally.
So, Head Country sponsor us.
Hey, 10 out of 10,
That
please.
is great, though. They're giving back. It is really good barbecue sauce.
Yeah,
Can't
I need a
really.
treat.
Yeah, man.
Oh, not bad, man. You barely eat anything but pizza. We just established that.
Walked into that joke. My next positive news story is about rebuilding vision. Interesting, because I am blind, so I thought this was fun. This comes from theindependent.com. Researchers at MIT found a way to reboot retina and restore vision, at least in a lab setting with mice. Have you ever heard of the lazy eye? Yes, you
Yeah, of
have, because
course.
I have one. It's a developmental disorder in which the brain tends to ignore input from one eye because its signals never properly develop during childhood. MIT realized that they can silence this retina of the weaker eye for a couple of days. This causes it to go offline. And when the activity resumes, the brain's visual response to that eye improved, and the weaker eye input to the visual cortex moved closer to parity with the normalized input. This also improved vision. I think this is really cool because they're about to start doing clinical tests on humans. And if possible, hey man, I might not be lazy eye JP anymore.
Hey, you're never lazy IJP, only when you're mad, man.
You remember when I would bench press my eyeball go the different way?
Yes. I was thinking, like, how many times has he done that face? And it's like every time you're like straining for something, trying to pick something up, or just really angry, that's whenever you could see. You can't see it any other time, though, but when you could see it, it's hilarious to me.
It also happens every time I swallow, my eyeball jumps.
Interesting.
Visual for everyone. It's not, since we've done a visual podcast, watch.
Oh, wow. I never noticed that.
Yeah.
Then again, I don't look in your eyes when you drink water, so.
That's what I'm saying. When I noticed that when I was young, and then my mom never told me. She's like, yeah, it's just something he does. And I was like, what are you talking about? And so I realized anytime I'm like going somewhere and someone doesn't know me, never to drink or eat, looking at them, always do it down. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. It spoke to me because I have these issues. See?
Your mom said, no, it's just something he does. That is hilarious.
To be fair, a lot of people have said that about me in a lot of ways.
No, it felt. I felt.
You have a parent corner before we get out of here for the weekend?
Oh, parent corner. My kids have been, and they've been great this past week, honestly.
Is Layla ungrounded?
She got grounded again this morning. She's just on one. Her and Edna have been going at it, man. It's something
Oh,
about.
that's why you didn't want to call Edna.
Yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
thought it was something you did.
Man, I'm good. I'm the good one in the house right now. The kids, though, woo. My daughter and Herb just been going at it. But I think she's just at this age where she's testing everything. So a lot of times now I cut it off before it even starts. Stop talking to your mom. What do you need? I forgot. Go sit down. She just wants to annoy her. But honestly, the kids are just getting bigger and being good. We're just doing what we can to discipline how we can because they're kids. They're going to be kids. Having a good time at the house. That's all I got.
Do you have a quote before we get out of here?
Absolutely. Instead of worrying about what you cannot control, shift your energy to what you can create. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.